Joining me today is Brandon Shaw, assistant coach of the Niagara Ice Dogs. Can you describe your role and responsibilities as an assistant coach in the OHL?
Yeah, in the OHL as an assistant coach, you're there for the players. You're more relied on for relationships for players. You give them an avenue and someone to go to that they can trust and ask for advice, or if they just need to talk. Obviously, the details that come to OHL hockey, and you're helping these guys grow not only as players but as people, and you just try and be a good ear for them. I kind of take the big brother approach, so they always feel comfortable.
Now, how do you collaborate with the head coach and other members of the coaching staff to develop the strategies and game plans?
Yeah, biggest thing is we're all on the same page, and you try and make it like a family when you work in hockey and when you're coaching and mentoring. And I have great mentors with the Ice Dogs. Ryan Kubar is one of the best. I think he's can be and will be one of the best coaches in the OHL and beyond. And when we're developing different plans and systems and stuff like that, Ryan does a great job of giving us some autonomy to going out and doing research, putting video together and bringing it back to him. And then we work out all the kinks as a unit. So all of us will get in a room, and myself, Ben, Damon, Brian will all get in a room and figure out what we like about it, what we don't. We challenge each other, and it's all about it's being comfortable when you're challenged too. And if there's no challenging, you're not going to grow very much.
Okay, and what specific aspects of player development and training do you focus on in your role?
Yeah, kind of shifting all the time. We have Ben coming in, so I think we're still finding our footing in terms of what the roles will be. But my background is everything. I work with pros and PEI during the summer. I work with guys that play major junior and youth sport, guys that are pro overseas, and I played defense myself, so I think I specialize in D, but I have a lot of guys that are clients as forwards, so I really like to take a focus on trying to develop hockey IQ and game management and help these guys realize the situation, what it calls for, and I think guys really find benefit in that. And then obviously with skill development, you work on every foundational skill, and you can do that with a player that's the age of 5 or the age of 25 that's played 6-7 years pro. You can always work on the foundational skills.
Now, how do you help players balance their academic commitment with the demanding schedule in the OHL?
Yeah, academics is huge. It's to the utmost importance, because you can't play hockey forever and make a living out of it. That is, you can play hockey forever, but you don't get paid when you go to the beer league or the summer league. So these guys realize there's a life after hockey, whether that be when you're 22 or you're 25 or you're 40. There's always a life after hockey, and to have an education to fall back on, and it's another thing to add passion to your life too. If you're a one trick pony and you're only painted out in one corner, people usually don't like those rooms that are painted in one corner. They want a whole room that's painted. So your academics are huge, and it allows you to express yourself and be passionate about more than one thing. And I think as humans, it's just human nature to be involved in many things, and academics is a huge part of it.
All right, and one last question. What challenges and rewards do you encounter while working with young athletes in a competitive league like the OHL?
There's nothing more rewarding. When you see a guy reach their goal, whether that be the NHL draft, whether that's scoring their first goal, whatever their goal is for that season, it's like you get to experience it each and every time someone does. So when a guy gets his name called on draft day, or a guy gets a chance to go to an NHL camp, or they just have success during the season, as a coach, you experience that through each and every single player. Some guys experience that just for themselves, and in coaching, you get to see kind of where guys start, where they get to, and you get to see all those achievements along the line. So we get the rewards of feeling the achievements. It's a pretty special feeling.
Brandon Shaw, assistant coach of the Niagara Ice Dogs, I thank you for joining me today. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.